Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring songs released in March, April, and May of 1969. Well, we'll start with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, followed by Earl Van Dyke, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, The Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Temptations, and the Isley Brothers. Well, first up, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Well, Martha recalled that Honey Love, the song coming up, was a great song with great lyrics. It reminded me of music of the past, with good rhyming and catchy beats, and I think that the sound that they put on my voice made it even more of a hit. Here is Martha and her Vandellas, right here on Motown.
Thank you. Continue with Tom Fallon.
Diana Ross and the Frames, that reached number 27 in 1969 with The Composer. Before that, Earl Van Dyke, who was the pianist and organist for a group called the Funk Brothers, who was the backup and musical group for virtually all the Motown songs released in the 1960s. Well, he had a hit. It only reached 112 and was released a month after the Temptations version, which we heard the last half hour. Well, that was the instrumental version of Runaway Child, Ronnie Wilde. And we start with Martha Rees and the Vandellas. We've got Honey Love, number 56, from March of 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring songs released in three big months, March, April, and May of 1969. Well, coming up, a solo song from Marvin Gaye reaching number 4. Well, to follow the massive success of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which was not only Marvin's biggest song, but the biggest song on the Motown record label up to that time, producer Norman Whitfield chose a song from Marvin that he had first cut with the Temptations way back in 1966. The song coming up is Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. Well, co-writer Janie Bradford recalled, well, that was just a lyric, basically. I took it to Norman, and he and Barrett Strong came up with the melody. It was nothing special because we all hung around and wrote whoever was there. We grabbed and worked with them and whatever. But she knew nothing about Marvin's version until Whitfield came up to her one day and said, I got a surprise for you. Well, this was really a godsend a little bit for Marvin because he was a little in depression, having worked with Tammy Terrell and knowing that she had a brain tumor and was seriously ill. Well, he took the song back on the road, and the song went all the way up to number 4. So here is Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown Memories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen to me, people. I ain't got time to think about money or what it can buy.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Ashamed of what he believes. He knows how to laugh, he knows when to cry, he knows how to live. He's not afraid to die.
What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? The man searches for the key to success. Rather be sure than make a wild guess. He knows how to love, he knows how to hate, he knows when to move,
and he knows just when to wait.
What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? Still hold his tongue. The man don't give up till the battle is won. He knows how to win. He's not ashamed to lose. He knows his destiny.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
saxophone of Junior Walker with his All-Stars. That was What Does It Take to Win Your Love? And they reached number 4 from the featured year of 1969. Before that, the Four Tops had a 53 song that was called What Is a Man? And we started with Marvin's Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, number 4 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released in March, April, and May of 1969. Well, coming up, the Temptations song, Don't Let the Joneses Get You Down. Well, this song was the third consecutive funk rave from the Temptations and the writer and producer team of Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. Well, it's been suggested that the song was directed at former Temptations David Ruffin, who we heard from earlier in this edition of Motown Memories. Well, the Temptations are front and center, with new lead singer Dennis Edwards in particular bringing the fire. Well, guitarist Dennis Coffey recalled that Norman would conduct the rhythm section, working on the floor with us. He'd have an arranger there who wrote the charts, and then he would kind of tell us how he wanted it. Repeat this part or go back to that part, and here's a breakdown. He would take the basic charts the arrangers had put together and then modify them according to what he was hearing. Well, here are the Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
Dance, 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 dance God's saving toys. But Joneses have been the downfall of many persons, you see. So people, take my advice and let the Joneses be.
Don't let the Joneses,
don't let the Joneses,
don't let the Joneses
get you down.
Song that didn't chart, that was called Just Ain't Love Enough, and that was released in May of 1969. Before that, Don't Let the Joneses Get You Down by the Temptations, number 20 from that same month of May 1969. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. The first half hour, we heard songs released in January and February of 1969, and the last half hour from March, April, and May of 1969. Quite a collection of hits on the Motown record label. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website are information about your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.